Ugh. Alexa, can you make this cold go away?
I'm not quite sure how to help you with that.
Ugh, I guess I'll just stay informed and entertained. Alexa, enable the KABC AM skill.
Okay, here's KABC, Los Angeles, Orange County, a Cumulus station.
Thanks, Alexa.
KABC News is live and local at 10 o'clock. I'm Jeff Whittle. A second winter storm bearing down on Southern California is causing concerns for those still recovering from January's deadly mudslide in Montecito.
I can assure you that there is no need to panic.
Santa Barbara County Supervisor Dawes Williams, however, urges residents to plan, prepare, and be ready to evacuate if ordered to do so. The storm that hit late January 8th and caused the massive mudslide early on January 9th killed 21 people, two children still missing. A half inch per hour over a long enough period, says Sheriff Bill Brown, could trigger more mud and debris flow.
You know, this is a new normal that we're all having to live with.
The sheriff says it is possible that the coming rain could wash away enough mud and debris to uncover the two still missing children. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Walmart says it won't sell guns and ammunition to anyone under 21 and will remove firearms resembling assault-style rifles from its website after Dick's Sporting Goods announced a similar age restriction.
And KABC's legal analyst Royal Oak says it could possibly lead to a court fight.
It wouldn't be a surprise if an attorney general in a southern state, a pro-gun state, might consider suing Dick's and Walmart, saying you can't discriminate against people under 21. If an 18, 19, or 20-year-old want to buy a rifle, they have a legal right to do so.
Ken Jeffries, KABC News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia has developed an invincible new missile that he claims will render NATO's missile defense systems completely useless. Putin told Russia's parliament today that the new missile can deliver a nuclear warhead at hypersonic speed and said Russia has also developed a nuclear-capable cruise missile that has unlimited range and the ability to elude air defense systems. But a U.S. official tells CNN there is considerable doubt those missiles are anywhere near operational. There's more fallout from the actions of a sanctuary city politician who took the side of illegal aliens over law enforcement.
A top official at Immigration and Customs Enforcement is accusing Oakland's mayor of obstructing justice after she warned illegal aliens about impending raids. But Mayor Libby Schaaf claims she did not give any specific information about the operations.
The Trump administration and ICE has already stated that they are targeting California and targeting sanctuary cities like Oakland because of our political stand.
More than half of those arrested during the operations had criminal records. I'm Rob Marinko, KABC News.
Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. NBA leading Rockets jumped out to a 25-point first quarter lead, held on to beat the Clippers 105-92 for Houston's 14th straight win, and the Clippers drop a half game behind Denver for the final playoff berth in the West. Lakers go for their fourth straight win when they visit the Heat this afternoon. LA Kings skate for their third straight win when they host the Blue Jackets tonight at 7 p.m. right here on KABC. Ducks host the Blue Jackets tomorrow night. Exhibition baseball. Dodgers lost to the Padres 10-5. Angels embarrassed by the Indians 15-3. And that is sports on the home of the LA Kings, 790 KABC. KABC News Time, 10:03, with dependable traffic when you need it the most. We do have a trouble spot in Sherman Oaks, westbound on the 101 at Van Nuys Boulevard. Accident out of lanes over to the right-hand shoulder, but you're backed up from Coldwater Canyon in the east side of the Ventura Freeway. Slow go Reseda Boulevard all the way over to the 134 split. In Pomona, northbound on the 71 at Mission Boulevard, we have a wreck there in the two middle lanes, and that has you hitting the brakes from Chino Avenue. Southbound on the 405 leaving the valley, we have the delays from Sherman Way down to Sunset, and that northbound 405 slow go from the 110 interchange up to Hawthorne Boulevard, and again from the 105 interchange up towards Olympic Boulevard in West LA. I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC Dependable Traffic. KABC, SoCal weather, increasing clouds today, highs mid-50s to the mid-60s with rain likely late tonight all the way through Saturday. And right now, 55 in LAX, it's 56 in Santa Ana, 52 in Woodland Hills. Get news at the top of the hour, at the bottom, and when it breaks. I'm Jeff Whittle, Talk Radio 790, KABC News. Get everyone Easter ready for less at your Burlington store. Dresses for ladies and girls, sport coats and polos for the guys, all your favorite brands at amazing savings. Hurry in. Easter's best is going fast. Burlington, style for everyone. KABC News, sponsored by Burlington.
Places, everyone.
5, 4, 3, 2,
music.
And action!
It's Peter Tilden.
At 10!
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilden at 10 begins right now. Brought to you by Larry Miller and Sit and Sleep. He'll beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. We have the, guess what? The game you want to play. Listen this hour to win $25 Norm's gift card and qualify for your shot to roll like a VIP in Las Vegas. So we'll give you a chance to do that in just a little bit. I also have tickets for Steve Miller and Peter Frampton at the Greek, and the phones blew out. So when you hear me talk about that, you may want to call right away. Next hour, the Oscars still relevant, and it's interesting. What do female Oscar nominees have over male Oscar nominees this year? I will give you the answer next hour. We'll talk about that. What's going on at the White House? 800-222-5222. Can you explain to me? I'm seeing everywhere turmoil. I see headlines. White House meltdown on full display. Now, we keep hearing that kind of thing. And then there's not necessarily a meltdown, although this Hope Hicks thing, the communication director, deciding to leave is kind of fascinating. She went into a 9-hour hearing, the House Intel Committee, and that's when she dropped the phrase white lies. Now, we don't know the context of that, but imagine you're working for this White House and they call you in for this Intel meeting. I don't know, have any of you ever been in any kind of deposition or whatever we have to go in? I remember I was in there for a product, and I was an endorser for this product for a long time, years and years and years ago, and I was intimately involved in this product, and it was a credible, very credible product. You would know it. I'm just not mentioning it. It's not a big deal. And there was an allegation about this product, and the lawyers prepped me a little bit, but I was asked to go into a conference room, and it's heavy duty. I mean, you're not allowed to lie. It's just like legal stuff, you know, and lawyers sitting around with really expensive suits and ties, and one sitting there typing up everything you're doing. You know, it's pretty heavy duty. And I remember going in there and being a little nervous, and they kept asking me the same thing over again, different ways. Did you ever see blank? And I go, no. Well, was there a time that blank could have happened? No. Did you know that blank had happened? Anybody else expressed that blank had happened? No. Anybody talk about blank happened? I mean, the guy came at me 9 ways Sunday asking me the same question. And finally, I guess he gave up. And I just remember this was the only deposition I was ever in. He finally said to me, he was so annoyed that I didn't throw out there, yes, I saw something. He looked at me and said, in your heart of hearts, do you believe this happened? And I looked at him and said, I have a heart, but I don't know that I have a heart of hearts. Where would that be anatomically on me? Where would that be? And he just went, all right, get out. It was so frustrated that I didn't give him what he wanted that I just let, what, 9 hours? I would have probably told him. I can't sit still. 2 hours for me for this show is tough. I'm one of those guys who in a great movie, about an hour and in, I'm getting a little bit of what my grandmother used to call Spielkiss, which is ants in the pants. You know, you're moving around. 9 hours, Hope Hicks, they probably asked her so many questions that they backed her into a corner. Well, did you say this? Well, how about that? And why did you say this? So instead of saying I lied, she said little white lies. I tell little white lies. By the way, hashtag all lies matter. Especially, by the way, when it's the White House and you're talking to the public. The communications director just said, yeah, I lied. And the word is, what I'm reading and hearing, is that the president just reamed her and said, how could you be so stupid? And that's when she said, I'm out of here. So I'm looking at who's going to take her job. Here's where you're at the White House right now. You're at a Mueller investigation. So if they hire you in the White House to take this communication director job, she was getting paid the highest salary, same as Steve Bannon, like $180,000, $179 something. So now you got to come in there. The minute you come into that job, you got to hire a lawyer because you're going to be in, you're going to be called in to talk to Mueller. So you need a lawyer. So all of a sudden, you're already at a deficit because you're paying a lawyer possibly what your salary is. Because my guess is Washington lawyers who take your case for the Mueller thing are like $200, $300, $400, $500 an hour, $1,000 an hour. So you're already in there. You got an administration so that's in the middle of an investigation. You got Jared Kushner supposedly at war with Kelly. You got Jared Kushner allegedly met with folks in there, the newest news today, to do some potential business deals, which even if he didn't, the optics don't look great because it looks like a pay-per-play thing, which could be a, hey, when we do the infrastructure plan, make sure I get a contractor, wink, wink, nod, nod. Or, hey, tax breaks, could you make sure that, wink, wink, nod, nod, we get some kind of advantage in this. Did that happen? I don't know. Have no way of knowing. But right now, Kushner's in the hot seat. Jared Kushner's in the hot seat. Right now, the president at his meeting yesterday, the meeting on guns and school safety, said a lot of stuff that made the Republican Party really mad. Wayne LaPierre probably shot his TV set out like Elvis yesterday when he heard the president, I think, said, bump stocks are gone, I'll do executive order. He said, raise the age limit to 21. He said extended background checks. Dianne Feinstein, I thought, looked like she was peeing herself. She was jumping up and down, looked like she was on a trampoline. She was so happy. And then he said, let's take guns from people and worry about due process later. And that was that people's head. They had to clean off the floor. They put a drain in and hosed it off from everybody's head who exploded in there while they watched him say that. It was pretty incredible. And then you got him going after Jeff Sessions, and Jeff Sessions, for the first time, saying, I'm going to shove this right up your you-know-what. As far as the Sessions thing was concerned, the president said, why is Attorney General Jeff Sessions asking the Inspector General to investigate potentially massive FISA abuse? Will take forever, has no prosecutorial power, and already late with reports on Comey, etc. Isn't the LG an Obama guy? By the way, he's not. He's worked for many different administrations. Why not use Justice Department lawyers and then in caps, disgraceful? So he called Jeff Sessions disgraceful. Jeff Sessions, usually when that happens, gets that kind of rashy thing where his face looks a little red and the ears light up like, you know, Rudolph's nose, where they just get red and he just takes it. This time, he pushed back big time and wrote, we have initiated the appropriate process that will ensure complaints against this department will be fully and fairly acted upon if necessary. As long as I'm the Attorney General, I'll continue to discharge my duties with integrity and honor. And this department will continue to do its work in a fair and impartial manner according to the law and Constitution. And then, not only did he push back, but it was a nanny, nanny, noonie. He went out to dinner very visibly. You don't do this in Washington unless you want to be seen. So Jeff Sessions went out for dinner with the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, and the Solicitor General, Noel Francisco. And what that says is, hey, these two have my back. So if you fire me, you're going to then have to fire them. The next two down the road behind me are with me. They're not against me. They're with me. So they got my back. So you're going to have to take them out, too, because they're not going to do your bidding. So it was reported that the president was really upset by that. Now, today he's out talking about potentially putting tariffs on some stuff and getting back to policy. But what a kind of a nightmare. And then my day was made. I don't know how you feel about him, but, man, when I wake up and I see, when he's on TV, I just stop everything and I go, I got to watch this guy. He obviously doesn't care what the president thinks about him right now because he's outing the White House and saying some stuff about General Kelly, who he hates, because General Kelly, remember, fired. General Kelly got in there, and within, I don't think General Kelly took off his coat. I think before he hung up his coat, he said, Scaramucci, you're fired. You're out of here. We're not even waiting. You're fired. So Scaramucci talked about the morale in the White House, and do you believe it? Do you disagree? Give a listen.
Morale inside the White House, morale's terrible. The reason why the morale's terrible is that the rule by fear and intimidation does not work in a civilian environment. And so here we are. It's messed up. It'll be up to the president to figure out if he wants to fix it or not. If he doesn't,
well, the question is whether or not the president
I predict,
is contributing to the turmoil.
I predict more departures.
So he thinks, and remember, he was in there. He saw how this works. He knows who has whose back, what alliances are going on. So, and also, let's remember, too, he has a bit of a vendetta. He hates General Kelly. General Kelly fired him, like I said, in 2 seconds. But he also talked about General Kelly being responsible for the Rob Porter thing and for the background check stuff that's going on right now.
Tell you what I don't like about it, okay? I talked a little bit of smack about two guys that we were trying to get rid of. He fires me in 5 seconds. These guys are smacking up their wives, and he's trying to figure out a way to keep them inside the White House.
Now, did he prepare that the night before? I'm talking smack, and they're smacking up their wives, yet he keeps that. That's a shot at him. It's like, really? I didn't do anything except talk smack, and you fired me. So he's still not over the firing. And as far as, was General Kelly honest about the Rob Porter thing? That when it was brought to his attention, he acted immediately. Remember, that was the story coming out of the White House, that he acted immediately to take care of it. And here's what the mooch had to say about it.
He had the information. He tried to cover up the information. He tried to get other people inside the White House to cover up the information for him.
So, he's taking shots at the White House. I can't imagine that the president's happy about any of this, and hearing this is a huge distraction. So you look at the White House, and I just wonder, so Hope Hicks supposedly, her credentials were always questioned. She worked for Ivanka, and she was a fashion stylist and a model. By the way, I've never seen her not look amazing. I'm watching TV with my wife last night, and they're showing 800 different clips of Hope Hicks, and my wife was yelling out, she has a style. She didn't go out without a stylist. That hair is perfect. The makeup is perfect every time. And she's a beautiful, beautiful lady. But if she's quitting and she's out of there and she's his closest person, the person that kind of calms him down, the person that listens to him, the person that's really loyal, you wonder what it must feel like in the White House. Other presidents have always said it's very lonely, lonely in there. It's a big job with a lot of responsibility, but lonely. So he's got, remember Keith Schiller? Remember that name? If you start looking at the names who left, Keith Schiller was his body guy. That was the guy who was around him all the time, his closest confidant. He actually sent him out to do his bidding at times. So he's gone. Kelly got him out of there. He got Omarosa out of there. He got all the other people out of there who were just coming in and day out, you know, bombarding the president with articles and agendas. If the news is correct, it looks like Melania and he are not having the best time right now. So here's a guy who's kind of isolated in a lonely job, and he's lost yet another key person there. Plus, his son-in-law is stripped of access to major intel, although somebody said to me yesterday off the air, they said, so how's he going to operate without intel? And I said, the president can share intel with whoever he wants. That's the rights of the president of the United States. So that's not the biggest issue, although there was a story today that said the calligrapher in the White House has a higher security clearance because they're around documents, they're around important people all the time. The calligrapher has a higher security clearance than Jared Kushner at this point. But he's really got to be under a lot of duress. And anyone coming in there, you got investigations, you got the backstabbing, you got the leaking, you got your legal bills, the fact that you may have to testify. Plus, imagine if you're coming out there as the next communications director, and in the midterm elections, the Democrats do gain a lot of seats, and it's disastrous for the president. Not that that will happen, because I'm questioning how big a wave the blue wave is going to be. But if it does, do you really want to be there when that hits the fan? I mean, all of a sudden, his approval rating is the economy hopefully is still good, but that's not going to be a fun time in the White House. So it's going to be fascinating to see who's raising their hand to say, I really want to replace Hope Hicks, please. Now would be the time. The press secretary, Sarah Sanders, has been floated. She could step behind the scenes, although I'm sure he feels she's done a pretty solid job for him in front of the scenes. It's hard to do that job, to replace that person. Another person would be Heather Nauert, a former Fox anchor who's a correspondent and is a State Department spokesperson. They're saying that's a possibility. Mercedes Schlapp, the White House Director of Strategic Communications, is a veteran of the Bush administration and was involved in long-range communication planning, so that's a possibility. Jason Miller, who's a top official on the campaign and the transition, who's now the managing director in a Washington office for a company. And the chief of staff, John Kelly, could bring in one of his aides when he headed to Homeland Security to be the communications director. And then we're hearing stories that John Kelly is under fire at this point because of the way things have been handled, the way he handles stuff, the way he took some credit for stuff before, the way he handled the Porter thing. So I don't know the level of turmoil, but it sure sounds like they're churning through people and they've got some issues in the White House bigger than just the leaking and the fact that Hope said, you know, talked about lying in front of an investigating committee. Not the greatest thing. And how do you play out this thing with the attorney general as far as his independence from you? And it, obviously there's something going on there. And there is an argument over the attorney general's independence and the integrity of the Justice Department. So a lot of moving pieces today. The big thing I'm looking up right now, and I see Sessions with the red face, because he does get it red when he gets upset. He gets that red. Some people get that rashy thing. I never get that, thank goodness. Got other things. But he's pushing back, and it's about the first time he's pushed back to the president. So we'll see if standing up to the president gets him respected or if it gets him out of there. There's also there are stories today that the Mueller investigation is now also focusing on the relationship between the president and the attorney general and his different attempts at different times to cut his legs off, take the power away, or continue to suggest how angry he is that he recused himself. And that started this whole thing rolling. And Mueller is looking at the fact, was there a pattern of behavior here that could lead to obstruction? That's a tough one because they would have to prove intent, which is very, very hard to do. But that's the headlines from today from the White House. A lot of turmoil, a lot of churn. What do you think? 800-222-5222. Does it matter? Does it not matter? The economy's doing okay, although Putin is now claiming as a nuclear arsenal capable of avoiding missile defenses. We can talk about that in a minute. That was not the greatest news. Ben Carson returned his $31,000 dining room table, and today is claiming he didn't know it was $31,000. So that on a scale of 1 to 10, very, very low down. And somebody else is saying they may run. Somebody major is saying they may run, but they're waiting for a sign. We'll discuss that, and I'll take your calls next. 800-222-5222. Peter Tilden at 10 continues right after this.
790 KABC has dependable traffic when you need it most. Brought to you by Southern California Edison. We have a Caltrans project in South El Monte. Westbound on the 60 at Paramount Boulevard, the on-ramp closed for some work there. And we're seeing a lot of slowing all the way back from Azusa Avenue because of that. And even up ahead on the West 60 at Atlantic Boulevard, we have a school bus that's conked out in the right-hand lane as well. That's adding to those long delays out of Hacienda Heights. Also, on the southbound side of the 5 at Buena Vista Street, as you head into Burbank, two-car crash blocking the number 2 lane. Some slowing from Hollywood Way because of that. Also, in the Westminster area, westbound on the 22 right at Valley View, crash blocking the fast lane, and they're slowing from about Knott Avenue because of that. And on the northbound 110 Harbor Freeway, right at the 91 interchange, we have an accident blocking the left lane of the transition road from the north 110 to the east 91. So you're slow from the 405 interchange on the North Harbor Freeway. Southern California Edison wants you to stay safe around electricity. If you see a downed wire, do not approach. Call 911. Stay aware. Stay safe. I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC, Dependable Traffic.
News. Evolve. 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilden at 10 continues. And by the way, KABC gives you a chance to roll like a VIP in Vegas, which includes two front orchestra tickets to see Lionel Richie, all the hits at the Access Theater at Planet Hollywood, two nights in the newly renovated rooms at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino, gas card and spending cash. If you're the seventh caller right now on our new contest line, which is 888-790-5222, you can win a $25 gift card to Norm's and get in the running to roll like a VIP in Vegas. So good luck with that. I got a clip of Omarosa because she was on last night with Stephen Colbert, and some of the interview did not make it on the air. I'll play you the part in a moment that did not make it on the air. It's kind of her take on this White House thing. Of course, she's using it for a career. I don't think her whole goal in life was to make our lives better, and that's why she went into the White House. I think it was to make Omarosa's life better. But I'll play that when we come back from the news. But it's funny, Engineer Steve and I were talking off the air, and I thought, he suggested, you know what? Why don't they do a Big Brother? I mean, Omarosa's already there. Just add some of the other folks who have left the White House and think about what that Big Brother would look like. You got Hope Hicks, Anthony Scaramucci, I would tune in just for that every week. Sebastian Gorka would be great. Sean Spicer, you put him in there. Carter Page, Steve Bannon, Sam Clovis, Michael Flynn. Hey, call me, Fox. I'm ready. I got it all written up. I'll give Steve a little piece, even though it was his it's Hollywood. It was Steve's total idea, but I will then give him a little piece because I presented. Yeah, I know it's being recorded. Anyway, that is a good idea. The former White House employees, Big Brother, America would tune that in because they know the players already. Breaking news, the U.S. ambassador to Mexico has just resigned because of the hostility between President Nieto in Mexico and President Trump and the adversarial relationship they have right now. So resigned. No longer said no mas. I don't want the job anymore. Coming up, Omarosa, stuff that didn't make it on the air last night with Stephen Colbert. I also want to talk about the gun conversation that's happening in Washington, because with all of the turmoil allegedly happening in the White House, there may actually be some movement on gun policy. And I want to talk about some stuff that's happening. Kroger's just raised the age of gun purchases in their stores to 21. So we'll talk about the latest and what's happening in this gun conversation with you. 800-222-5222. And Peter Till and the 10 continues right after this.
KABC News is live and local at 10:30. I'm Jeff Whittle. Despite the recent mass shootings, one study found that America's schools are safer today than they were in previous decades.
That's according to a study from Northeastern University criminology professor James Fox, who says
our schools are safe. Very safe. You know, occasionally we have had awful, horrific tragedies. But for the most part, when you think about the 55 million school children and over 100,000 schools are safe. In fact, for some kids, it's the safest place for them. Even some kids are safer than their home. So these events are tragic. We all feel awful for what's happened, but let's also keep it in perspective. It's not an epidemic.
Fox was a guest on McIntyre in the Morning. I'm Leanne Tweeden, KABC News.
A transient from Santa Ana's jailed today and facing a possible murder charge after he called Costa Mesa police yesterday, said he'd found a woman's body in the Talbert Nature Preserve. Responding officers took 24-year-old Daniel Correa into custody and booked him on suspicion of murder. The 29-year-old woman appears to have died of blunt force trauma. She's believed to be a transient from Massachusetts, but her name has not been released. At an event this morning marking the 15th anniversary of the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, White House Chief of Staff John Kelly joked about leaving his first post in the Trump administration.
Truly, at 6 months, the last thing I wanted to do was walk away from one of the great honors of my life, being the Secretary of Homeland Security. But I did something wrong, and God punished me, I guess.
Kelly told the crowd he misses, quote, every one of you every day. And the news is brought to you by Heal.com. Talk radio, 790 KABC Sports. Clippers humbled by the best team in the NBA, Houston, 105-92 for the Rockets' 14th straight win. James Harden, a game-high 25 points for Houston. Tobias Harris led the Clippers with 24 points. Lakers visit Miami this afternoon. L.A. Kings host Columbus tonight, starting at 7 p.m. right here on KABC. Ducks host Columbus tomorrow night. Exhibition baseball, Dodgers lost to San Diego 10-5. Angels were clobbered by Colorado 15-3. And that's sports on the home of the LA Kings, 790 KABC. Traffic, a market check, weather, and more till to attend next. KABC News Time, 10:33. 790 KABC has dependable traffic when you need it the most. And we still have this Caltrans project south El Monte. Westbound on the 60 at Paramount Boulevard, the on-ramp is closed there. And that, for some reason, is causing a lot of brake lights all the way back to Nogales Street as you head into Hacienda Heights because of that. Also in Pomona, northbound on the 71 at Mission Boulevard. Accident moved out of the middle lanes over to the shoulder with solid brake lights back from the 60 interchange because of that. Also downtown L.A., westbound on the 10 at Central Avenue. Stalled vehicle blocking the second lane from the left. Traffic backed up to the East L.A. interchange and even to Indiana Street on the westbound 60 because of that. We also have a trouble spot as you head into Burbank. Southbound on the 5 at Buena Vista. Two-car collision. Second lane from the left blocked with slowing now from about Glen Oaks Boulevard. I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC, dependable traffic. Here's your 790 KABC market check. Stocks getting hammered today. Dow down 333 points. It's off 1.3% as investors react to the threat of steel and aluminum tariffs. The S&P 500's in the red by 26 points, and NASDAQ down 75 points, so it's off about 1% as well. KABC SoCal weather, increasing clouds today, highs mid-50s to the mid-60s, rain likely late tonight through Saturday. Currently 55 in Van Nuys, 61 in Huntington Beach, 58 in Downey. KABC weather, sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. Come to B-Dubs now for two cheeseburger or two chicken tender sliders with fries for just $5. This is how we do happy hour and late night Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings Beer Sports. Get news at the top of the hour, at the bottom, and when it breaks. I'm Jeff Whittle, Talk Radio 790, KABC News. Get everyone Easter ready for less at your Burlington store. Dresses for ladies and girls, sport coats and polos for the guys, all your favorite brands at amazing savings. Hurry in. Easter best is going fast. Burlington style for everyone. KABC News, sponsored by Burlington.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's calling?
You're calling this number, 800-222-5222.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Till and Tim continues a little. Shout out to Hope Hicks. She's gone. I should never sing on the radio, should I? And by the way, congratulations go to Marcia in Fullerton. She won a $25 gift card to Norm's Where Life Happens, and she's in the running for the trip to Vegas. International music icon Lionel Richie returns to his multi-year Las Vegas residency show, Lionel Richie, All the Hits, at the Axis Theater at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino, March the 7th through the 20th. And she's very sweet. She said that if she wins, she's going to send her parents to go see Lionel Richie. So good luck, and I hope you get a shot at that. I hope your parents get to go. So Omarosa was on with Stephen Colbert last night, and some parts of it, the interview didn't make it on the air. Here's one part that did not make it on the air, and she was talking about the White House and talking about, give a listen.
This is you and Hope Hicks in happier days. Now, she announced that she's resigning today, one day after she told congressional investigators that she sometimes tells white lies for Donald Trump. You worked for her. Do you know what the lies were?
I would suspect the first big one might be about crowd size, but I don't want to really go into it.
Let's go into it. We got to give the people want to know. You worked in the Office of Communications. Let's communicate how big the crowd was.
Let's communicate. Yeah. I got to attend the inauguration of Bill Clinton, Bush, Obama, and when we got to the Trump inauguration and they said this was the largest crowd size, I'm like, man, I've been to a lot of inaugurations. This wasn't the biggest crowd size, but I didn't want to be the one to break it to them.
Is that why you
had... I didn't want to be that person.
So she's being audited this year, I'm sure. Wouldn't that infuriate him? And the other news is that Oprah told People magazine that she would now consider running for president if that's what God tells her to do. She said, I went into prayer. God, if you think I'm supposed to run, you got to tell me. It has to be clear that not even I can miss it. And I haven't gotten that yet. What's clear? Like, it has to be like,
I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
Yeah, how do I know it's really you? How about a burning bush? Maybe that should do it. Or locusts, an epidemic, the Kardashians leave TV forever. Maybe that will get me to believe that it's you, but I'm not sure. Moving on to something much more serious, much more relevant, is the gun discussion that's happening in Washington. Marco Rubio got up today, and he had some suggestions. Part of this is nobody wants to see school shootings anymore. The other part, from a political view, is they want to get their puss on television, looking like they're doing something about it. And I'm not saying he doesn't genuinely feel that something should be done, but he's looking into efforts to strengthen school security. He wants to train schools to identify threats and create a school threat assessment intervention team, which would coordinate between law enforcement and other state agencies to flag students who could be violent. He also wants to enforce the law enforcement gun restraining orders, which we have in California, Oregon. And I wanted to talk about that because, be honest with me, 800-222-5222, did you even know about these red flag policies? Because The interesting thing is this is an attempt to address all the shortcomings of the federal prohibitions, which deny access to guns for felons, domestic violence, anyone who's been adjudicated as a mental defective or has been committed to any mental institution. But I don't think that a lot of people know about it. So when you spot signs of violence, potential impending violence, I think a lot of people don't exactly know what to do about it. Even in the states that have these red flag laws, where family members of police are often unaware of them too. So did you even know that we had this? I mean, we've been talking about it. So I think what has to happen is there has to be a better communication at the states that do have it to let people know they have them, how these laws work. And it's important that those that have firearms taken away have the right to a hearing and can contest it. But I think in a lot of states that have it, and there are quite a few states, California, Connecticut, Indiana, and Oregon, and Washington, have some version. I think most people don't even know that they have the power to do that, and they can get help when you intervene. I think a lot of people are nervous when you have somebody around who could go off, that there'll be some kind of retaliation. What will happen to you? What happens with law enforcement? What's the next move? I think there has to be an education part to this, too. That we're not doing, that we're letting our kids down on. We'll discuss more of that, 800-222-5222, when Peter Till and the 10 continues right after this.
790 KABC has dependable traffic when you need it the most, and it's brought to you by Smart and Final. Sig alert has been issued in Riverside. It's on the eastbound 91 at Madison Street, wreck blocking the two right-hand lanes, and we're seeing brake lights all the way back from Pierce Street because of that on the eastbound side of the 91. Also Westminster on the westbound 22 at Valley View. Crash still reported in one of the middle lanes there with slowing from Knott Avenue. Caltrans work, South El Monte, West 60. The Paramount Boulevard on-ramp is closed for some work there with solid brake lights back from Nogales Street. Downtown L.A., it's on the 10 westbound at Central Avenue. Stalled vehicle has been cleared from lanes, but we're seeing brake lights back from the East L.A. interchange and even on to the westbound 60 from about Indiana Street, and then more brake lights ahead from Arlington Avenue out towards National or so. There's the usual slowing there. And finally, Hawthorne, it's on the westbound 105 at Crenshaw Boulevard. The right lane blocked by a wreck there was slowing back from before the 110 Harbor Freeway interchange. Westbound on the 105 as you head towards LAX. And now get it all delivered to your home or business. Just sit back, relax, and save. Let us do your shopping and deliver your groceries to your doorstep. Visit smartandfinal.com, and your first delivery is free. I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC Dependable Traffic.
This is the Police. Yeah, Talk Radio 790 KABC from the Synchronicity Tour. All of a sudden, I'm a jog. Peter Till and the 10 continues right now. You know what is happening right now, too? I should mention this. Dr. Drew is actually at the White House at this very moment participating in the Opioid Crisis Summit, where they are talking about, what the potentials are that they can do, what they can do with the manufacturers, what they can do with treatment. I mean, it's a stunning, horrific problem in this country, and we have to deal with it. Unfortunately, almost everybody that can hear my voice, I think, is dealing with a family member or somebody they know that's involved. Like, pot it up for a minute, Steve, because you can hear him.
And I think that's been the case in several other agencies. The president and the White House has made a very significant effort.
So there's Dr. Ben Carson, who, by the way, has to stand and eat now because they made him return his $31,000 dining room table and chairs. Dino, do me a favor. Could you now, because it's used, could you now call and see if we can get that for about $17,000? Because it's probably dropped. You can't sell it as new anymore. You have to do full disclosure. Thing is bigger than Dino's entire apartment, so you can't take it. By the way, Leo Tyrol will be filling in for Dr. Drew today with Lawrence Savant, and I'm sure Dr. Drew is going to be checking in, and he'll give them the update on how this really important summit at the White House is going. There's a lot of stuff to deal with. You know what's funny? Steve, Engineer Steve's smart guy. He's well-read, and I just said to him, do you understand? We always talk about on all these shows that you can be a certain age and get a handgun, 21, but you can buy an assault rifle at a lower age. And I said, do you know why that is, Steve? And he said, no. So I figured if he doesn't know, maybe you don't know either. When the Gun Control Act in 1968 was passed, they raised the legal age to purchase handguns to 21, and they allowed 18-year-olds to buy rifles because at that time they didn't really have a problem with the semi-automatics. So they let younger kid, 18, like if you're in Pennsylvania, 18, you want to hunt. You don't have to wait till you're 21. Handgun, you do. So for a rifle to hunt, since then, okay, all of these semi-automatics have come on the market and grown in popularity. In 1994, Congress passed a federal assault weapons ban that was set to last for 10 years, but that law lapsed. They let it lapse, okay? So now that's why you have that different age groups. Back then in the 60s, it was all about letting people hunt and getting people allowed, kids allowed to have long guns for their hunting, etc., a rifle, 22, whatever. They had no anticipation that it was going to be about this AR-15 thing. Why the laws were not connected later on and why it was allowed to continue this way is pretty insane. But that's the difference when you keep hearing about guns at a certain age and they can buy AR-15s at a different age, why that disconnect is there. So I thought I would tell you that. Kroger's, by the way, the nation's largest grocery chain, said they're going to stop selling guns and ammunition to customers who are younger than 21 in their 45 Fred Meyer stores. Because somebody said that to me as I was walking in today. Kroger's, I've never seen a gun next to the lettuce and the tomato and the Honeycrisp. I said, yeah. Well, they have another chain, Fred Meyer stores, which are located in four western states, and they sell general merchandise and guns. All right, talk radio 790 KBC. Talk radio 790 KBC, Peter Tilden at 10 continues now with Mike in Palos Verdes. Mike, what do you want to say? Good morning.
Hey, Peter, how are you? Really enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so first, Oprah, God, I'd like to make a comment.
Hey.
I wasn't too crazy when I heard Oprah might be running for president or the thought or idea of it. She's very good at what she does. President, I don't know. We already have a quote-unquote celebrity. But as far as talking to God and waiting for a sign, Peter, I know you're a sports fan. To me, that's an automatic DQ. You're out of here.
You know what you say? If Oprah said to me, God came to me and said I should run, exactly. I would say to her, what time did he come to you? Because he came to me about an hour earlier and said you shouldn't run, which is really odd. All right, coming up. God, do I have time to do this? Yes. Call right now. Oscars. We're going to talk Oscars in a minute because this weekend, in 2018, women-led Oscar films, women who were in Oscar films as a lead, did what as compared to male-led Oscar films? The women films as compared to the male-lead Oscar films, what did they do? 800-222-5222. You can win tickets to Steve Miller and Peter Frampton next. Talk Radio 790 KBC.